Hi, I'm Henry Ryanga, and with me is Brian DeCook. We are both ministers with the Christian Leaders Alliance, and we want to welcome you to consider the special recognition program for ministers with existing credentials of ministry. I think before we get too far into this class, we should maybe give a little context to who we are.
Sure.
So, I am a minister that was ordained with the Christian Reformed Church back in 1987. When Christian Leaders began, that's the nonprofit that we were part of founding back in the early 2000s, right away we had to receive minister credentials from other denominations. And I was the first credential received from the Christian Reformed Church. And in this way we do it, you can also keep your credentials in the other denomination. So I am duly ordained with the Christian Reformed Church and the Christian Leaders Alliance. So that's my story. Now, you, on the other hand...
Mm-hmm. I'm homegrown.
You're homegrown.
I've earned my credentials here at Christian Leaders Institute, and have been a member of the Alliance since probably 2014, 15.
Right.
And so my credentials are here. I don't have dual credentials, but what the Lord is doing through the Alliance, we think is exciting, and that other ministers who are credentialed in other places might want to be a part of it. And so we're just making the path for that.
Right. In fact, the first path was existing ministers coming in, and then so many people were excited about going down the ministry route that for years we sort of shifted away from that.
Yes.
To just do ministry training, and you're going to find out about Christian Leaders Institute here that might be a tool for you to raise up ministers. We had a formalized process, as you mentioned, 2014, 2015, with the Christian Leaders Alliance, which actually officially started at that time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so, in a lot of ways, we're coming back home to how we started it, and we want to welcome you to be part of that. So, this Getting Started class is going to feature, what are some of the things we're going to feature in this class?
We're going to talk about what it means to become affiliated with and credentialed by the Christian Leaders Alliance. What are the benefits of that? What's the process of transferring those credentials, and what happens after that?
We will make this as brief as possible because we know your time is busy. So what you'll do is go through various videos in this class, maybe some readings, and then there are some activities that we'll put before you for you to get through. And we will make this as quick and brief, but to the point, and yet give you the information you need to make a decision whether or not you would like to be recognized as a minister.
Yeah, and maybe we just have quick prayer right here.
Let's do that. Brother Brian?
Father, we bless the brother or sister who's watching this recording, and ask you to just speak to them, whether joining the Christian Leaders Alliance is something that you have for them at this season of their ministry. We thank you for them. Just ask you to bless them, whether they join with us or not. And may their ministry be fruitful for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So anyway, we are excited about this process, and may God bless you through this process. Mm-hmm.